And right now it is coming up on 8:13, 13 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning on AM 910 WJCW. That means we check in with Susie Cloyd from Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this part of the program. Good morning, Susie. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
I'm happy.
Oh, I like that. I have two siblings that had birthdays in February, and one of them is today on Valentine's Day.
Nice.
So anyway, give them a shout-out.
Well, big shout-out on Valentine's Day, for sure. Everything, all hearts and flowers over at Asbury Place in Kingsport this morning?
And then some. That's a perfect way to describe this beautiful morning. The campus is starting to, you know, green up a little bit. The grass, you can tell, every day is getting greener. I see buds on our trees. And then last week when I was in the courtyard, we had crocuses coming up.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, it's so funny how you're in the moment and you take it so fast that all it takes is one little bud, one little bloom, one little something at your feet to say, you know what, Susie, slow down. Enjoy
That's
what
right.
you're doing. Just slow down.
We were just talking earlier about the value of really just sort of zoning out for a couple of minutes, not while driving, obviously, in order to give your brain a chance to just sort of relax itself, too. So, pardon me one second.
He's coughing. That's the way he shows you he loves you.
Gotcha.
That's right. Sorry, I wouldn't want to cough in your ear there. All right, let's go ahead and make it official.
Right.
Susie Cloyd with Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this portion of the program. Susie, good morning on
good
Valentine's
morning.
Day.
Good morning.
What you got for us?
Well, I have a special guest in the studio this morning, Jordan Holmberg. He is our Asbury at Home representative this morning. I'd love to say that he's probably every position in that department, but I know the two people in that department, and they're equally successful when it comes to providing in-home services for our independent living and, of course, other people, too, on and off campus. But I'm going to let him talk a little bit about Asbury at Home, the in-home services, companion services, and so I'm going to turn it over to Jordan this morning.
Good. Okay, very good. Good morning, Jordan. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Sure. Thanks for joining us here. And let's just ask the big question first so we can understand. Tell us about exactly what is Asbury at Home all about.
Well, Asbury at Home is a home care service, which pretty much what it does is it can provide a temporary relief or breaks to families who are primary caregivers for their relatives. Because as we all know, caregiving is very, very hard work.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy. It can take a big physical and emotional toll on a person over time. And I've seen that from personal and professional experience.
So Asbury at Home then really provides sort of a step-in assistance program. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Correct.
Okay. How does it work?
Well, what we can do is we can come in either for a couple hours a day or a couple hours a week just to help you out. Whether the family who's a primary caregiver wants to go shopping, whether just want to go out to lunch, or even if you want to take the person who we're caregiving for out to lunch themselves and you need assistance to get them out either to that or even a doctor's appointment. Personal care is also something that we do as well, you know, helping out with showering, bathing, grooming, and even dressing.
So with this kind of assistance available for caregivers, I would think that probably you're probably pretty busy at Asbury at Home, because I imagine the need is definitely out there, right?
Oh, it is definitely out there, and you know, we're always trying to be even more busy than we are today, just because we want to help out as
well
many
put.
As possible.
Sure, and well put at that, too. So, Jordan, let me ask you this then. Pardon me. Say someone who is not a resident at Asbury Place in Kingsport, but needs a caregiver assistance. What's the process that they would go through in order to make it work?
Very simple process. They just give us a call, and we come out and see them. We do free assessment just to see if they're eligible for our services or if they might need something a little bit more. And then we can get started bringing out a caregiver to introduce to them, and then it's as simple as that.
It's a wonderful sounding service, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are very interested in the potential that it might bring to their lives as well. I need to ask the question, is there a cost or a pricing schedule for this for folks who are not Asbury residents?
Yes, so right now it is a 3-hour minimum service for $26 an hour.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so within that 3-hour minimum, like you said, there are a number of different services that can be provided. Does this, and I'm asking questions only for information, does this include things like perhaps light housekeeping that may need to be addressed in the individual's living quarters?
Absolutely. We've actually had an experience with a client who called us up to his wife, was the primary caregiver, and she was doing the caregiving. She just wanted us to handle everything else for the house, you know, the cooking, the cleaning, picking out clothes, washing clothes, and that's something we definitely can do to help out.
Wow. Okay, so that's let me ask you this, because there the more I learn about Asbury at Home, the more it sounds like there are a lot of different ways that it can serve potential clients outside the Asbury campus. So the need for this obviously continues to grow as well, too. Now, I think you said, what, there are 2 or 3 people in your department right now?
Yeah, we have 2 office staff. There is me. I'm the office manager for the home services department. Mm-hmm. And then we have my boss, who is the director of home care for not only this location, but also for our Maryville, Tennessee location.
Oh, okay. Now, do you have, does your department have there, your group, does it have a list of particular people who need services? In other words, they've contacted you. How do you make the process work internally?
Well, we have a program that we will, once we get a call, we will input all the information from that call into our system, and they'll be listed as what's known as a prospect. And then what will happen is if they don't follow up with us, usually sometimes they'll call us up and say, all right, I'll reach out to you in a couple of days. They don't reach out in a couple of days, I'll reach out to them. And I'll see what's their thought process, what do they want to do, if they want me to come out for a free assessment, similar situations like that.
Okay. All right. So very interesting. I would imagine for the services offered that there may be a waiting list, so if folks are interested, and I'm guessing, correct me if I'm wrong there, but I would imagine that if folks are interested in these services for their own personal benefit, then they should go ahead and get on the list. Is that right?
Well, we try not to have a waiting list because we want to serve as many people as possible.
Right.
So what we will do is if we do not have a time that they request, we will offer them times that we are available.
Oh, okay.
And if we can't, we will try to figure it out. Maybe we can squeeze them in a little bit, one area or another, with a certain caregiver, and we can get them served because we want to serve everyone that we can.
Talk about your team of caregivers there lying in wait and waiting to hear from you.
Well, we have about 11 total caregivers right now. They all range from, this is their second position in life, they're retired caregivers, and some do this for a full-time living.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's good that you have a deep team there to be able to call on as the requests come in as well, too. Do some specialize in other sorts of things, or are they pretty much general assistance givers?
Well, they're all certified through Asbury as caregivers, so they all have those skills that they can provide. But actually, we do have one caregiver who was recently certified as a CNA.
Uh-huh. Okay, so there you go. That'd be just a bonus in the thing there. Asbury at Home, it's a wonderful service, and it's something we probably don't talk about often enough here. But, Jordan, glad to have you on board. Now, if folks want to be a part of this or learn more about it, how do they contact your office?
They can give us a call. Number is 423-830-8530. Give us a call anytime, and we'll help you out.
Great. Jordan, it's wonderful to hear your voice again. You take care, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Thank you so much for having me.
Glad to do it. Susie, tell you what else you got going for us this morning?
Well, I wanted to remind everybody that we're doing a special February activity for the lifestyle piece, Make It a Marathon. We're encouraging all IL residents, everything they do it 26.2 something. So if you're walking, 26.2 minutes. If you're doing leg lifts, 26.2 sets. So we're partnering with Healthy Kingsport on that. And then I want to remind listeners, next week we have the clinical director of therapy and rehab, Angie Calhoun. She'll be here to talk about our wonderful, spectacular rehab and recovery program in our healthcare center. And then I also, too, wanted to make sure listeners understood the Asbury at Home concept. When you overlay it with independent living, it allows the independent living to last longer and, in most cases, possibly avoid a change in change in care, higher level of care, and allows you to stay in your home longer. So that's the beauty of that partnership.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful addition there, too, to sort of round out the description of what Jordan and his staff bring to the table as well.
Right.
So when are you going to have Lightning Charlie back?
Lightning Charlie, he's coming back in the summer. We're getting ready to do all of our summer programming, and that's getting ready to happen. But I do want all the listeners to just, you know, go to our website, see what we have going on with the warm weather coming up in the spring holiday season. Just see what we have scheduled. And then also, too, I want to remind the listeners of our right-sizing seminar that is this month, February 23rd. That's a Thursday from 11 to 1. BJ Walsh with Blue Ridge Properties will be there to help with your estate planning, downsizing, and next steps, whatever those are going to be in your life journey and in your plan. And you can go on the website to RSVP for that, AsburyPlaceKingsport.org, or give me a call, 423-830-8502, and that's Susie Cloyd at Asbury Place at Kingsport.
All righty. Susie Cloyd joins us every Tuesday about this time to talk about the goings-on at Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this portion of the program. Susie, take care, and we'll see you out running some morning.
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. Thank you.